I love my morning coffee, but sometimes the crash hits harder than the caffeine. That's when I switch to Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee infused with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics, giving me smooth, focused energy that actually lasts. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Enter for a chance to win $100 cash or even get your entire order refunded. Head to everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Podcast. I am Sir Matt.
And I am Sir Jimmy of House Nuts. Welcome to our Song of Ice and Fire book club. Today we are into what we did not expect to be, Matt, and that is the final Dunkin' Egg trailer.
Shadow dropped on us. Literally, we're getting ready. We're like, all right, we gotta do the chapter, bang it out. And then they freaking shadow drop a trailer on us, like right as we're like sitting down to press record. So
yeah, and I was offline today, Matt. I was steeped in work.
I've been trying to be offline because I'm trying to wait to watch Stranger Things all at once. So I am.
Oh, that has to be tough for you.
Well, I'm mostly just posting on TikTok. I'm only using my TikTok like studio app, right? I'm over my other channel and stuff. And so it's like, man, I'm just avoiding it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's tough. And you know, there are people out there who just live to ruin those things for people as it's happening. So I'm sure that's tough. It seems like the reception has been pretty positive from the people I know. I mean, I haven't looked online at all because
for Stranger Things.
Yeah. Like I'll be honest. I don't look at like TV or movie discussions online because I find that the well has been poisoned. It's like, but the people I know who have watched it has seemed to have enjoyed it. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah. My buddy Kyle, who I do my Box Truck podcast with, he says he's a hardcore Stranger Things guy. And he's like,
oh, you have other friends? How dare you?
Not really. Just
how
you.
Dare you, Matt?
Kyle and Ez, that's it.
And Ez has had gone half the year.
Oh, dude, he's so busy. Yeah, he's so busy. We do our Star Wars podcast, and it's like we get like we record like two episodes at once because we just have to do like half hour segments. Otherwise, it would never happen. Mm-hmm. And so we do like I don't know. We're gonna do like maybe we'd be lucky to do 12 episodes a year. And people are like, bring Ez back on the podcast. It's like if Ez came back on the podcast, there would be no podcast. Like,
he's just, which he knew, and that's why
he has a baby. Yeah. He's busy.
Yeah,
cut the man some slack.
Poor Ez, man. Did you have a good holiday? We took off last week for Thanksgiving.
Yes, I was gone. I went to the beach, hung out there. It was great. And then Saturday.
Oh boy, here we go.
I was waiting on it. It's been a bit. It's been like 4 years if I had to sit through that. But no, we're back on top.
Through what, Matt?
Freaking that team up north. Which Beyond is kind of what we're talking about today. Pretty much. It was snowing.
Okay.
They are wildlings up there.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Free folk.
I know. They're wildlings. Okay.
That's they can crazy.
Stay up there. Wow. Okay. But you know what? We had to, it was literally like Ned Stark being, I may have to send an army north to deal with these people because that's what happened as the Ohio State University.
They got it done.
They
Congrats,
did.
Congrats, man.
Yep. Now we're heading to the championship. Now they're going east or west, I should say.
You're fired up right now.
Yeah. We got a trailer, man. There's a lot going on. Jimmy bought a guitar. We were nerding out about guitars.
Yeah, you know, I figured if I was going to be stuck inside, because I'm still golfing when I can, but it's that, you know, that being my number one hobby, probably. I was like, I want to do something else that's like not competitive. Like, I wanted something that I can like relax and do a little bit. And guitars, I've always wanted to play guitar. And I just had that moment where I was kind of like, why don't I do that? Yeah. And there was an acoustic guitar. So we went back to my family for Thanksgiving, and as well as my wife's, and her grandfather passed like 2 years ago, and he left me one of his acoustic guitar. He's a huge guitar player. And so I was sitting in the basement, and I was bored. So I saw it, and I was like, I'm going to YouTube like easiest song to play on a guitar. And of course it's Smoke on the Water.
Yeah. That's like,
I learned in about 30 seconds and I played it, and I was like, yeah, when I go home, I'm buying a guitar. And that's what I did. I stopped on the way home, got a great deal. Bought local. It was great. So I got to learn Reigns of Castamere.
Oh, there you go. You know, at some point, some like band sent us a thing and we were using that as the outro.
They're,
like,
oh, really?
Of the show, and they sent us like their own version of Reigns of Castamere, and we were using that for a little bit.
I don't remember this.
Yeah, I think it was before season 8. So it was like in the lull of it and everything, towards the buildup of it. I still have the audio file. I need to go find it.
But, oh, that's awesome.
But yeah, they sent us like their own version of Reigns of Castamere, and we used it for a little bit. It was pretty cool.
That is cool. Some of the metal covers of Reigns of Castamere I listen to regularly during my workouts. I love them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I listen to a lot of metal versions of the Game of Thrones theme sometimes.
Yeah.
But then sometimes I just listen to the regular.
I mean, the regular is pretty hype.
It's bomb.
It's pretty good.
It's really good. Speaking of good, whew, this trailer, man.
You feeling good about it?
I'm feeling fantastic about it. I wasn't expecting this show to be bad or anything, but I'm just like, man, this is fire.
I thought it was really good. And also, Matt, it feels, and we've said it, it was going to be different, but it feels different, doesn't it? Like, even like the tone of the show is a little warmer. I actually felt like it had spring vibes, which I like, because, you know, we have almost like those April showers in which Penny, Sir Arlen's being buried. Yeah, pour one out for him. And that's not a spoiler. It happens in the first sentence. But I liked it. I was very impressed by it. It definitely has a little bit of a lighter tone. My first thought when I finished the trailer, Matt, was this is a family-friendly Game of Thrones show.
That's what I thought it was going to be for quite a while.
I was too, but you never know, right? Like, they might throw in Tansy Too Tall, like, you know, getting a little tipsy.
Oh, I think all that stuff's going to happen. But I'll tell you what it is, like, after watching this trailer compared to the first one, is it's just because it's through our lens of Sir Duncan the Tall.
Mm.
Like, the line in this trailer when he is like, oh, I'll show you guys that I'm a knight. And then he walks the wrong way and he's like, oh, this way. Right. Like, that is just something that we never get that type of comedic relief in Game of Thrones or House of the
Game of Thrones had more of it. I actually think D&D did a nice
Tyrion
job.
Yeah, Tyrion did, but it was still, there's still so much weight to everything. Whereas here, because the entire story is told through us through Duncan the Tall's eyes, who is this kind of goofy person, like Tyrion is drunk and things like that, but he's still a highborn lord who is capable of doing, you know, like killing his dad and, you know, outwitting the best of them. Whereas Sir Duncan the Tall is different. He is.
Well, and it's only Sir Duncan the Tall.
Exactly. An egg, you know, of, but I think this season will mostly be through Dunk's eyes. And then
I'm kind of curious. Do you think we'll get any scenes with Dunk not in him
this season? I mean, maybe one or two, but I don't think it's going to be a lot because it's a shorter episode. I mean, he is kind of the lead, and even in the book and in the, it's kind of his story.
Yeah, and that's a lot of pressure on that actor, I think. I don't remember his name, but I will say, do you remember? I was a little hesitant about him. I wanted him to be uglier. I wasn't sure how he would work. I liked him in the trailer.
Peter Claffey is his name. He is phenomenal. I guess he was an Irish actor and former rugby player.
Yeah, I knew he was a rugby player because I was like, okay, they got a jacked rugby player to play, you know, this awkward, goofy, big knight. What are we doing here? But I thought he was really good in the trailer.
Yeah, apparently he was in Vikings Valhalla too. I've never seen Vikings or Vikings Valhalla, which I believe is like the sequel.
Yeah, I haven't watched him either.
I know some people are really into it. I've never watched it. I probably should at some point. It's on my list of
watch a ton of TV, unfortunately.
A ton of things to do. Yeah. Me either. We just got it. We just bought a TV.
And yeah, congrats, like, man. Welcome to the 21st century, dude.
Yeah. Finally got rid of our, like, you know, 4K experience HD projector because it finally died. And we're just like, we're not doing this again. So now I'm just in the
I used to be a projector guy back in the day.
Regular loved TV.
But when they go out, it's just a pain, the bulbs and everything else, dude. TVs are great nowadays. And I think this is going to look really, really nice.
It's going to look fantastic. I mean, even the visuals in this are just phenomenal. I mean, the shot of him burying Sir Arlen in this trailer. It's just so good. I mean, then here he is at the tourney talking to people and they're saying, you look like a farmer. He's like, I'm a knight.
What's a hedge knight? A knight that's sad.
Yeah, it's
a knight, but sadder, I think is what she says.
Yeah, it has a very distinct and unique feel. But then you get to the combat, like the trial by seven, and Arian Brightflame. He looks like another perfect casting. We're gonna hate him just as much as we hate Kristen Cole, as we hated Joffrey, as we hated Ramsay. I think that's something else too. Is so much of the focus of this, and we've always been like on Dunk, but Arian Brightflame and the person who's playing him, that is a pretty. That's, I mean, you fall into the shoes of some other pretty heavy performances of being the main villain in A Song of Ice and Fire on television. I mean, that's right. I mean, like,
yeah, it's a tough.
That's Cersei, tough Night King, Joffrey. I mean, you're talking about like some of the best performances and acting, television, cinema history.
Yeah,
are up there. And so, but even from this short bit we have in the trailer, I mean, he looks the part.
He does, and I thought the armor was amazing. The Baratheon helm was sick, and
yeah, I think some people criticize it, but that's impractical. It's like,
shut up.
There's dragons, not in the show. Yes. But it, I mean,
like, just stop it.
There is actually a dragon in the play.
Yes, very vicious.
Did you see how quickly they had it? I bet some people were probably some people who don't know that there's not dragons, right? Like, are gonna be like, oh look, there's a dragon.
Boy, are they going to be disappointed.
I mean, the combat in the tourney itself looks epic. I mean, it's fast. It's cinematic. It actually looks almost like better cinema than you go back to that scene of House of the Dragon, season 1, episode 1. But I think some of that was filmed during COVID too. So they, you know, remember like budget, I think, kind of went into that.
And the tourney is very like a byproduct of what's happening. It's supposed to be like,
whereas this is like,
that is true part of the story. And here's the thing. I think they threw that in the trailer. One, obviously they need some action, but two, when I saw that, I said, oh, there's Game of Thrones. And then everything else about the trailer felt very new and fresh and different and had a different vibe to it. So I think they did a good job of kind of saying, hey, this is going to be a bit different than what you're used to in Westeros, but there's still DNA of the other shows in it.
What do we think about the Targaryen? I mean, the Targaryen family is a big deal. Baelor Breakspear and
two-legged dragon banners. Mm-hmm. George is thrilled,
I'm sure. Yeah, everything about this, man, the cinematography and everything, it definitely has a little bit more of that House of the Dragon, I will say, aesthetic to it that Game of Thrones didn't have. Like, remember in House of the Dragon, they had a lot of like smoke, like in season 1, like when they're in King's Landing, right?
Because it's a little dustier. Yeah.
Yeah. This feels like that a little bit too. Like, I don't, it's not like a sepia tone.
Yeah. And it's,
there's some volume in the air. I don't know how to describe it.
Yeah. You can kind of feel the depth of the shot, I would say. And another thing, and this is something House of Dragon did really well, and I think it did better than the original show, is the color schemes. Like, I think that it just has a little more pop. And this also has a lot of pop to it.
Oh, I think so too, especially just because it's, we're at a tourney and it's spring, mm-hmm. right? Like even there's a, like even in this trailer, there's a shot. Oh man, let me pull it up here. So it's at about a minute 42 where Dunk is just walking and it looks like he's in a graveyard, but he's got his armor on. And so I think this is just like him, I don't know, maybe preparing himself for the tourney or something like that. And then we get this shot of Egg immediately after, and he's just walking with the horse Thunder, hopefully. And you can feel that, that spring, like that spring going into summertime dew.
Yeah, dude.
That's in the air, you know, mm-hmm. especially if you like, there's no humidity out here in Oregon, but you know, obviously I grew up in Ohio. Congrats. Yeah, it's great. Obviously in Ohio, in your, you know, over in Maryland, you get that, that humidity in the summer, right? Mm-hmm. Cut grass smell.
Oh yeah.
Eating up.
Everything's wet for some reason.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I thought it had spring vibes all over it. And I think that's probably also nice because, you know, it'll be what, mid, late January, January 18th when this comes out, we'll all be tired of winter by then. Mm-hmm. Like the holidays are done. What are we doing with this cold weather? Let's move on. So having a show that's, you know, it taking place during that season chain, I think that could work.
Yeah.
For a lot of people.
Man, the shot. Okay. It's at, trying to pull it up here because it's so quick. Okay. The shot at 155, which is, it's kind of like the final montage. Man, Aaron Brightflame with that flail and the horse and the armor, like seeing it moving like all at once. And there's so much, you know, like fog in the air or, you know, whatever. The show's going to be sick, man. I think this show's going to be like this is probably why they immediately were like, oh yeah, we're renewing this for like seasons 2 and 3. And maybe this, remember they moved it back.
They did, yeah, and people were wondering why and what. I guess we really didn't have much of an answer except for the fact
now. That but now you go to all the Warner Brothers news and there's a huge bidding war. So I think they knew they wanted to wait, and I think it's not just about the content that was coming out or whatever. Like we want to move it because there actually ended up really being nothing big on HBO. I mean, there's Peacemaker, but after that stretch of like Peacemaker until this. But
Welcome to Derry is big.
Yeah, but I mean, there's nothing like Game of Thrones big. Maybe they also didn't want to compete with Stranger Things.
To be fair, nothing is as big as Game of Thrones.
That's true, but that might have played a part in it too. I mean, we felt like it was supposed to be like fall, but you have to think about the other big shows that are coming out. Maybe like, yeah, we just don't want to compete with Stranger Things.
Yeah, and
not that it couldn't compete, but you still pull the attention. Like you go back to House of the Dragon season one. Remember where it's like, it was going up against Andor season one and it was going up against Rings of Power.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like, sure. House of the Dragon was better than Andor is really good. But not at the time. Andor is actually a pretty slow. The first five episodes of Andor are like almost painfully slow. And then it just becomes like pure cinematic masterpiece after that. Certainly, like Star Wars epic masterpiece. However, so House of the Dragon wasn't like directly competing against really that because those first episodes were kind of weak. Mm-hmm. But you're still going up against Rings of Power, and sure, it was the better show, but at the same time, like how much attention is pulled when you could just have like a clean slate? So maybe that was also part of the reason. Maybe it's like a big combination of all of those things.
Yeah, it definitely could be. Also, having a strong start in Q1 might help in the sale with of this, the company.
Because right now there's a bidding war between like Paramount and who Netflix. I think Paramount's owned by like Skydance or something now. I don't know. Paramount Netflix is definitely in there too.
Yeah. I don't know.
I still just don't understand. Why wouldn't you just want to be? They just want to make their money and get out. Zaslav just wants to make his money and get out. Sucks.
I don't really understand, especially after the rebrand, and I don't really know, but I do get worried about the future of all of the shows that we watch, because once it's sold, anything can happen. Yeah, who knows?
I just don't know why would you at this point. I mean, DC's like back. Superman was fantastic. It was a success. Peacemaker was great reviews. It might get, like, I don't know if it's going to get nominated, like a comedy award or something, but this is definitely getting nominated for awards, and they cleaned house. And so now you're breaking away from all the like trash TV, and you're getting rid of CNN. So you don't have to deal with any of the, like, cause that was a part of it. They're like, eh, we don't want to be like political. We just want to focus on content. So you're getting rid of that. Yeah. The Harry Potter show is probably going to be huge.
Could be.
Why don't you just like do it yourself? You don't need these other, you don't need a buyout.
It's hard to say with like a company that big and with the internals and what's going on and all the politicking that goes behind it. But one thing I will say is it could be an indicator that media is about to change drastically. And I could see it happening because of AI and AI generated content. I think that could be a real piece of it, but it's hard to say at this point. So preliminary, but I am not concerned with the Dunkin' Egg show from being moved. I wasn't really whenever it got announced either. Me and you were kind of like, whatever. A lot of people thought that meant it was doomed, but to your point, the season 2 comes out next year. Like, this is a yearly show. And I think I think it can work. If you can get people invested in Dunk, I think this show completely hinges on whether the masses like Dunk or not.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of pressure on him, this performance. Yeah.
Okay. Real quick. At a minute 57, if you can go there, it's right after the scene of the play with the dragon in the night. There is a woman or a girl who, like, after the joust happens, and she puts her hand over it. That, remember, there is a character in the show named Rowan, who some people think we're going to see Lady Rowan Weber early. Yeah, that's not probably. That's not her, is it? That's the daughter. What's his name?
What's the timestamp again? Give me it again.
1:57. She's wearing like a yellow dress with like almost like it kind of goes into orange a little bit. That's what's his name's daughter, right? Because like that ties into the Sansa theory. I'm blanking on her name right now.
Yeah.
Ashford Meadows, the daughter of what's her name?
But this is definitely not Lady Rohan Weber. I'd be shocked.
You think we're gonna see her?
I do.
That's his daughter, the 13th name day.
Mm.
It's like her name day that the tourney is for. Lord Ashford. So do you think it's Lord Ashford's daughter?
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I bet you it is, yeah.
Okay, because she's watching the joust. Okay, that makes sense. But there was a character, if you go to the list, and there was a character, a woman who's like Rowan. Let me pull it up. And everybody,
someone left a comment at the top. It says, please film seasons 2 and 3 back to back so Egg doesn't pull a Stranger's Thing.
Age gap. So, okay. Yes. So here we go. So we don't know who she's playing. Rowan Watt. Yeah. So no, there is a character who is named Rowan, which might be a code name, right? But it is played, the actress's name is Rowan Robinson, and this is one of the things we talked about. And of course, she is a redhead. But of course, you could change that. Like, this is something we talked about back in the day, thinking, oh, like a year when all this casting stuff was coming out, and we were like, man, is that the tie-in here? I'll pull it up here. So this is old. This is over a year ago. I mean, clearly she looks the part, and her name is literally Rowan. Why would you not just roll with it?
It could, dude. Man, I don't know.
I think we'll see her.
Yeah, I do think we will, and I think that's going to be part of like making this feel like it has some continuity and it's not episodic. It will be episodic, but they're definitely going to want to tease some things to get people excited for season 2. They better. How about that? They better do that.
Well, also with them, like season 1 is about to come out. And I think they're like already starting. They've already started production for season. They're filming season 2.
And they said they're going to do three with
three back. They're doing two and three back to back.
I'm so curious to see what happens after season three.
That's the big.
Yeah. She lives in Winterfell possibly. Did we see an egg at some point? That'd be cool.
This is something we can talk about it here. Given what we know about Winds of Winter taking forever, I think this might be George's only chance to finish this story.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I'm sure he's just saying, all right, we're gonna knock it out. Because it's not like Winds of Winter and a Dream of Spring. Nobody knows that but him. I mean, and somewhat Dan and Dave.
And Daniel Abraham a little bit.
Right, exactly. But Dunk and Egg, like, we still have a framework for it. It's not as tight of a framework as House of the Dragon, where we know like because of Fire and Blood and everything that got expanded out. So, you know, it's not like we don't know some of the key points.
We just don't know the details.
So my guess is that we're probably never, if he's going to be working on this, because if this show is super popular and does super well, given the fact that what are they going to do? Just let it, like, they'll be done with season three. And that's not even coming out for another year. So then like at that point, you have to kind of make a decision, because you need to either lock these people down into a contract, or it goes into like development hell. Because look how difficult it is when you see these shows try to come back, and how long, like when you hear a show's like coming back, you have to lock people down because you have all of these different actors and actresses who are like doing multiple projects, and how do you make the time work with the directors? And like,
yeah,
do you film at the right time? So, I mean, you might want to lock these people down, and you might just have to tell George, say, one, we have the rights and we can do whatever we want. And then it gets messy and it turns into a House of the Dragon situation. Oh, no. Or is George just viewing this saying like, yeah, this is my chance to finish this?
I imagine he'll use this as his opportunity. I could see that. He's a very prideful man though, so who knows. I think the success of season one will probably tell us what's going to happen after season three.
I think it's gonna be huge.
Yeah, if it's huge, then we will get more. If not, we won't. They'll do the three and just say, we adapted what George gave us, here it is for the fans, great, move on. It's a cheap show to make, I'm pretty sure. I mean, cheap relative to other
big in the
blockbuster stuff, but
I think it's gonna be, I mean, now, like, I thought it was gonna be good. Then I saw the first trailer and I was like, yeah, this is going to be really good. After this trailer, I'm like, oh, this is.
I'm officially hyped.
Oh, it's hyped. Yeah. I mean,
I'm thinking about the date. I'm like,
okay. I'm more hyped for this than I am. I mean, obviously, you know, I'm more hyped anyway, but I'm more hyped for this than I am finishing Stranger Things.
Well, good. You don't have a
Stranger. Right. You know what I mean? But it's just like Stranger Things is out. Like, right.
I know. And it's the finale. I get it.
Sure, of the entire
season. I'm more excited for this than Christmas. How about that?
This is Christmas.
This is Christmas.
They could have dropped it on December 25th and be like, sick, here we go.
Oh my gosh, Matt. I think I just realized something. I'm pretty sure my holiday party.
For work.
Wait. Oh my God, dude. I think my holiday party for my work is on that day.
On what day?
On the 18th.
Of January?
Yeah.
Why is your holiday work party in January?
It's I don't know, but I got to tell you, I'm going to remove my RSVP tomorrow.
Why would it be a month later in January?
I don't know, Matt. I don't make these rules. I was just invited and
we don't know. Is it going to be like that 9 o'clock drop again? We don't know any of that stuff yet about the release schedule.
I have to look now.
We gonna do week to week?
It's definitely gonna be week to week. It's definitely gonna be week to week.
I know it's gonna be week to week because they've said that, but I don't know. I think maybe they did. They certainly released the days, but I mean, I don't know. It depends on how good it is. Are we gonna like watch it back? All right, we have to do a live show again. I don't know.
Well, I think we just do our weekly episode. I mean,
just our weekly.
Yeah, we just do our weekly episodes. Especially because like the mainstay of this audience is the folks listening right now on audio, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then doing a live on YouTube brings in like a whole different crowd.
Oh yeah, I don't want to do that. I just mean we always tried to record it immediately.
I could see us doing the day after. We could do a Monday.
Oh sure,
water cooler for sure. Yeah,
yeah,
Are we going to read The Hedge Knight before this comes out, by the way?
Yeah.
We're running out of time.
Yeah, I think, yeah, I was going to talk to you about that after this. I think we'll just, we might just have to maybe
one episode or do two episodes.
I don't know. Maybe we might do two. If we did two,
I think two would be good if we did it in the beginning of January.
In the beginning of January, yeah. So then we'll just do, I think maybe we'll do like one or two more chapters and then we'll probably take Christmas off.
Yeah.
That way we can spend it with our families.
Yeah. You know. Yeah, I got a lot of traveling coming up.
Same. So yeah, that'll probably be the case. But okay, let's look at this trailer a little bit more here a few more times. It's sick. This is like I'm more excited about this trailer than I don't know. The House of the Dragon trailer was pretty good, but
the House of the Dragon trailer was banging.
What's the most hyped you've ever been for?
Oh, season 8. Sorry. I mean, like regardless of what happened. The season 8 trailers, bro. Are you kidding me, dude?
I don't know, man. The season 7 trailer, I think, is actually the one I was like most hyped for. Just because I remember the shot of Beric Dondarrion where he like lit his sword on fire, like beyond the wall or whatever. It was like, what is happening?
Hey, House of Dragons season 1 was pretty hyped too.
Yeah.
Because we were out there swimming in the deep waters with a butter knife on a life raft trying to tell people that this thing isn't dead yet. And
not dead we are.
Oh, we're so not dead.
We're getting House of the Dragon season 3. There's a game coming out, which I can't wait to see more on that. By the way, we might see a snippet of that. Actually, is it this week? Or is it next week?
That's the strategy game, right?
The 11th is the game awards. I would not be, and I don't think it's going to be a mainstay, but it just, that's when I come a lot of, that's like the next E3.
Yeah,
essentially. Well, E3's dead, but
yeah,
I know what you mean. Yeah, what I mean.
That's exciting though. I'm very excited for that game.
Yeah.
Hey, one thing.
The next major Total War game to be announced at the Game Awards 2025. Yeah, why haven't they just done Game of Thrones Total War? I mean, I know that's what this game is going to be, but you would think that like Sega could have just said, "Hey, like give us Game of Thrones and we'll make it a Game of Thrones Total War," which is a huge franchise in its own.
It's just licensing. It's always comes down to money. Here's something we could talk about in the trailer. This is the first Game of Thrones show where our boy is not doing the soundtrack, and I got to tell you, Matt, I thought the music was excellent.
Oh, it's fine.
I thought it was great.
No, it's because it fits the vibe.
Right. But like, I mean, not having Raymond DeGualdi, is that how you say his name?
I think it's actually pronounced like Ramen DeGualdi.
Okay, well.
I don't know.
I'm not going to insult him by mispronouncing.
I'm not either because he's a freaking.
He's the GOAT, wizard. In my opinion. Yeah. But I was concerned.
Williams.
Yeah, I was concerned about him not being the person to do the soundtrack. But I got to tell you, the sound's really good. I really love the music.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same way I felt about Ludwig, whatever his name is, the guy who did the Mandalorian music. Where it's like, hey, this is a Star Wars show, really, and John Williams isn't doing it, and nope, it's fine. But it was great, and he graded his own thing that still felt like Star Wars.
Yeah, yeah, and this felt Westerosi. So I that was actually one of my biggest concerns. So two concerns I had is the performance from Dunk's actor, which it's just a trailer.
I wonder who's doing the music for this.
I looked up his name earlier, and I can't remember what it is because my memory is terrible, but. I'm just that's one of the
Don Romer. Let's look him up here.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that anymore. Like I'm good on the music. Dunk's actor seems very good, but obviously it's going to be a lot different during an episode than it is a trailer.
That's right. We looked him up. Yeah, he hasn't done anything that I particularly that I'm like, oh, I know a song like very specifically from that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he did the soundtrack for Superman and Lois, so obviously he's like got ties in there with Warner Brothers. And he did Lilo and Stitch, the Disney movie that just came out. Death of a Unicorn. I thought people did not like the live action Lilo and Stitch.
Oh, I don't know. My wife.
I don't know. I don't know very much about it because I didn't even think I saw the original. But
I haven't either.
Yeah, I think some people very much did not
I'm a grown up, Matt. Okay, I watch shows with dragons.
Yeah, man. Jeez, it's okay. I've been making TikToks about like street sharks and SWAT cats and stuff like that. Do you ever see those? Remember those?
No.
What?
What are you talking about?
Street sharks?
Street shark? What are you talking about?
There's a cartoon in the 90s.
Oh, this guy. Okay, yeah.
They were like sharks.
Oh yeah, these were sick.
Yeah, man.
They're on the juice.
The 90s was all about that. Yeah. Everyone was trying to make the next Sonic the Hedgehog and Ninja Turtles. They're like, what animal hasn't been used yet? And how do we adapt it? So you had like street sharks and SWAT cats and gargoyles and
gargoyles was sick.
Gargoyles and what was the other one? Biker mice from Mars.
This might be where it's at.
Gargoyles was cool. I think the OJ Simpson trial killed that. Seriously, I think it did. It was like
a lot of things.
OJ didn't just kill what's her name. He killed gargoyles too,
allegedly.
Well,
I mean, he clearly did it.
Yeah, but I think it was like in the same time slot, so it kept like kicking it off the air.
Interesting.
Yeah,
where's that reboot?
OJ.
No. They tried that with Aaron Hernandez and it didn't work out.
Ooh, wow.
This got dark quick.
It did. But this is not a dark show.
It's not a dark show. We have to become more family friendly. Matt, we might have young families tuning in.
I kind of hope not, because
you're gonna have to clean it up.
We talked about a lot of things that do not belong in that realm.
That they don't even see the stuff that we cut.
But see, that's the thing. After watching this trailer, I actually, like you said, family friendly, and I'm like, I don't know, man.
I mean, who knows?
I think it's just gonna have that vibe. It's going to feel lighter again, just because it's through Sir Duncan the Tall's eyes. And
yeah,
that adds a little bit of like difference to it.
Yeah, and it's not to say there can't be mature things or whatever, but I suspect this might be a show you can sit down and watch with the 12-year-old. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the tent scene will just have all the nude people, but I don't think it has that vibe. Maybe I'm wrong, though. Yeah. It could be.
Okay, well, any other final thoughts on the trailer, Jimmy?
No, I'm just really excited. I like a lot of the set pieces, and we didn't go scene by scene by scene, but a lot of the stuff is, I think we take it for granted. I said this in House of Dragon too. Like, we take for granted how good some of the costuming can be or the set pieces can be. And, you know, Westeros is alive once again. It's going to be sick.
Very interesting. Do you know who we have not seen?
Who?
There is no Blood Raven in either trailer.
Uh-oh.
Because I do think Blood Raven's going to be in it. Is it going to be the same person that played Blood Raven in House of the Dragon?
That would be kind of interesting.
Are we going to have another Blood Raven actor giving us?
I think it's going to be another Blood Raven actor. I'll tell you why. Because I don't think that the shows are talking to one another. They have different dragon banners, Matt. What's my banner behind me? See, I got the right one. I got the two-legged. George would be okay in this room. He would love it.
I mean, can you blame them though? Like, I don't. That's the thing is George throws all this.
I don't blame
George throws all this blame, and it's like, well, that was the last thing people saw. It's not like Ryan Condell said. Yeah. It's not like Ryan Condell chose. I mean, to say, well, we're gonna have the four-legged, or
yeah, he's trying to keep it consistent. And then this show comes out, and they're like, nah.
No, I know. So it's just like, I feel like Ryan Condell is totally in this position where he's just like trying to do everything the right way, and everyone's just like, look at this guy.
And meanwhile, you know, he's in between George and the executives as well.
Yeah, like, man.
Yeah, and you know, that was probably his favorite author.
I'm sure he didn't love it when Zaslav and those guys came in and were like, because clearly House of the Dragon was like in the works before the AT&T split.
Yeah.
And then Zaslav comes in, and you know, then like season two, after they've already got the budget secured and everything, is like, I don't know about
that. We need you to shave off 2 episodes real quick, bud.
Yeah, we need to shave off the finale. If you could do that, that'd be great. Like, I just feel like Ryan Condell, I would love to. That's one person like I would really love to talk to. Because I'm sure.
Not even an interview. Like, I just want to console
him. I would love to. We should reach out to people to interview. We talk about it all the time, but we really should.
We should, but I don't know. I think they'll.
Every time I look up Mark Addy, you have to go through his agent. It's like a whole bit. I don't even think he's doing anything. So.
He was in something recently. I saw him in something recently. He did a really nice job. I can't remember what it is.
He could act in anything and it would be a phenomenal job.
I think that he should have been every Baratheon.
He should be Batman. They're talking about who's going to be Batman. I mean, why not?
You know what?
Danny DeVito's Penguin. I'm in.
Oh my gosh. Could you imagine the numbers? I'd watch that.
Absolutely. So anyway. Hey, Ryan Condell, we're here for you.
We're here, buddy.
I feel like you just got in the short end of this whole deal.
Yeah, you know, you're not perfect, Ryan. You've made some mistakes, but by God, I mean, I feel like I'm seeing more vitriol towards him right now than I am D&D.
They're the ones who like chose to mess it up. I feel like he's the guy who had to come in and clean up the mess. And then they're like, you're going to have to do this way. And his hands are tied. So it's like, okay. And he still put out freaking a phenomenal show.
I mean, could you just imagine like you get to work with your favorite author adapting his show and then like
the next thing you know, over stuff.
So depressing.
I mean, maybe not. Maybe not. It just feels like
he is probably getting paid millions of dollars though. That probably
I'm sure. Yeah. The whole thing feels like though, just from like the comments he's made is that Ryan can, his hands are tied. And he's just like, man, I'm just trying to make my show. And then everyone's freaking out.
And a disclaimer, we don't know what goes on.
We don't know. We don't know the behind the
scenes. He might have lied his ass.
He might be a dick.
He might be the worst.
He might be like, fuck George. Right?
Yeah. So we
might be like, George might have been like, I think we should use 2 legs because that's what the dragon said. And he'd be like, why don't you go?
Dumb idea.
Yeah. Get your train conducting ass out of my.
Snap the suspenders. Yeah, I don't know why people won't come on here for
this. This is exciting. Now that I've read Fever Dream, I really understand George's like
tism.
A little bit.
I just like another plug
for that, by the way, because it was freaking amazing.
Yeah, folks, while you're waiting on Winds of Winter, go read Fever Dream and Sand Kings and Dying of the Light and Night Flyers. I mean,
dream songs.
The dude is the man.
He's cooking.
Yeah.
All right. Now that we've rambled enough here, what are we into next time? It will be John and Nine.
Yes.
That's what we were going to talk about today, but, you know, then they shadow dropped this trailer on us.
Yeah.
And unless you want to hear us talk about the chapter for 3 minutes, then that's where we're at.
So we'll follow up with John 9 and then with any other news that we might have. And then we will be off for Christmas for probably a week or two with New Year's, probably two weeks, I would say. And then we're going to come back and do Hedge Knight.
That's the plan for December. So, yeah. All right. Well, with that, we want to thank you for playing the Game of Thrones. In our next episode, we will be discussing A Storm of Swords, Chapter 69, nice. John 9.
If you like our podcast, don't forget to subscribe, like us, write a review, leave a comment, or send us a raven at btkcast@gmail.com or bendtheneepodcast.com.
We will see you next time. And remember that winter is coming.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.